from our practice, from Shulchan Aruch, we're accustomed to special minhagim for Chodesh Elul. Whether it's shofar, the Dvar Hashem Ori, whether it's slichus from the beginning of the month, as is the minig of Sfardim, there are special hanhagis for Chodesh Elul. When you look in the Rambam, Kimeduma, the Rambam doesn't have anything special for Chodesh Elul. Even Slichas, the Rambam only has during Aseres Yemei Teshuva, doesn't have anything special for Chodesh Elul. The pshat, perhaps, is that whereas Aseres Yemei Teshuva are Yemei Din, that should elicit from us a ribui tefila, a ribui tzedaka, a ribui masim tovim that we don't engage in all year long. That's the appropriate response to din. And that's what the fact that Sifrei Chayim, Sifrei Mesim, Psuchim Lefanov, that's what it's mechayev us. Elul is a time to correct and improve what we should be doing all the time. It's not a time for special hanagas. But the emphasis, the focus, is on correcting, improving what we should be doing all the time. What's the avodah of Elul? The avodah of Elul is to refine, improve, perfect the avodah of all year long. In that vein, so perhaps we'll just take a few moments to talk about something which is perennially central and therefore very much to Avodas Hashem and therefore very much Me'inyan HaDayom of Chodesh Elul. And maybe we'll approach it. I'll read excerpts from a couple of halachas in the Rambam then a couple of Ma'amari Chazal. Paragal of Chazdeh Salach HaDalit. Haderach HaYeshari Himid HaDeinu Shebechodeh V'deh Mikodeh Sheyesh L'Adam. The correct path, the straight path, is the middle path. U'lefichach, I skipped a little bit. Tzivu Chachamim HaRishonim Sheyehe Odom Shom De Osov Tomid U'Mesha'er Oson U'Mechavin Oson B'Derech U'Mtzos G'day Sheyehe Shalem. Chazal therefore mandated that a person should constantly appraise his character traits and make sure that they're correctly calibrated. Again in Hilchos Deos, Hilchos Zayin. Ketzad Yagil Odom Atzmo B'Deos Elu Atshi Yikovubo. How does a person train himself in all the correct midos? Yasa Yishna V'Yishalish B'Maisim She'osal Pia Deos Amtsoyos V'Yachsu B'Hem Tomid. So when is a person finished with what frequency or regularity should a person be engaged in Tikkun HaMidos? Tomid. Twice the Rambam emphasizes it. Sheyehei Odom Shom De'osav Tomid V'yachzu Bohen Tomid. In Hilchos Talmud Torah, when speaking of the aspiration and the attainment of Keser Torah. So the Rambam writes, Misha Rotza Liskos Bekeser HaTorah. Well, I'll begin the beginning of the halacha. Afal pisha mitzvah lilmod bayomu balayla. Eino dem lomed rov chachmaso elo balayla. Lefichach misha rotza lizkos bekeser ha-torah yizoheh b'chol leilosav. V'lo ye'aber afilu achas mehen. The secret to success in Avodas Hashem, the secret to attainment and growth is consistency, is tmidius. Tikkun HaMidos results from Shom De Osav Tamid, from Yachzor Bohen Tamid. Keser Torah is attained by Yizoheh B'chol Leilosav. The Medrash says in Parshas Nitzavim, Hatipesh hazeh nichnas lebeis haknesses v'roa osan oskim b'torah. V'hu omer lehen, heich odem lamei Torah t'chila. What's the process? You seem to be quite advanced. How did you get there? Omer lo t'chila koi b'megillah. First, they don't even give you a whole chumash. You get a little parsha booklet. V'achar kach b'sefer. And then you get a chumash. A chamish chumash Torah. V'achar kach v'neviyim, achar kach v'ksuvim. K'shu gomer sa mikro, and you finish Torah shebuchsav, shone sa talmud. The maybe it means the droshos. V'achar kach v'halochos, v'achar kach v'agados. Kevin sheshomer kach omer b'libo, em ase ani lamid kolzos. It's impossible. It's not realistic. He walks into the Beis Medrash and sees the bookcases full of svar. Upikeach, misha upikeach, mahu osa. So say Chazal, shone perik echad b'chol yom v'yom. The key is the B'chol Yom V'Yom. Shana Perek Echad. No, he's not going to learn, Kol HaTorah Kula. Shana Perek Echad. His goal is to master Tanakh. You don't have to learn 10 Perekim a day. Shana Perek Echad B'chol Yom. Shisha Sidrei Mishnah. Perek Echad B'chol Yom. Shana Perek Echad B'chol Yom V'Yom. Again, the tmidius, the consistency. Ad she mesayim kol haTorah kula. The Gemara in Brachos of Tana Rabbanon Abot Tzrichen Chizuk ve'Elohein Torah u'Maisim Tovim Tzvila v'Derech Eretz. So Rashi comments, what does it mean Tzrichen Chizuk? That a person applies himself tomid b'chol kocha. The secret to attainment, to growth in Avodas Hashem, which Be'ezus Hashem yields Kirvas Elokim, is the consistency. the day in, day out. That consistency is needed to initially attain, and then subsequently to sustain for both. Im tazveni yom, yomayim azveka. It's the tzmidius, the consistency, the b'chol yom v'yom. How does that translate halacha l'maisa? So first of all, no goal is attainable unless we identify it. You have to put in the ways is fantastic, but you have to fill in the where too. No goal is attainable unless we know what it is that we're striving for, what it is that we aspire to. So that's first of all, that we should know just how central and fundamental and indispensable that is. Secondly, we should look to develop habits of tzmidius. What does that mean? So especially at this stage of life, at other stages of life when there are other variables, maybe this wouldn't be a good example, maybe it would, it will depend. But at this stage of life, something like davening at the same time every morning. There's a consistency in that. So daven again, whatever the time is, whatever the time that's most realistic, whatever makes the most sense, whichever minyan davens slowly, and you can daven properly. But that's also, it is an application of tzmidius, and it develops the muscle of tzmidius, that kind of consistency. That a person looks to get up the same time every morning, go to the same minyan. And finally, when a person does stumble, as invariably we all do and will at times, to recognize how important it is right away the next day to resume. If I missed my kviyas in my Shona Perek Echad v'chol yom v'yom, so not to drop out because of that, but to realize how important it is, and to dust oneself off, and the next day to resume, and not be derailed by that occasional stumbling. You know, the Gemara in Brachos with this will conclude. I think it's in the first parak. I'm sorry, I didn't bring it. Describes what a Kodesh Baruch Hu's schedule is, and every day is the same schedule. It doesn't vary. So whatever else that agadata means, it perhaps is also intended to illustrate this yesod, that if we can develop that consistency, so then lo niflei si mimcha v'lo v'chol kahim.